Santa Rosa commissioners are set to approve an all-new group of appointees to the county zoning board. The new members will get right to work with a new formal policy to guide them. Santa Rosa is appointing an entirely new zoning board 3 weeks after controversial remarks by three members prompted commissioners to remove all 10 individuals from that advisory committee and any other committees on which they served. In an effort to regroup, the county put out the call for applications and received a flood of responses, more than 90 total.
That is just phenomenal.
That's Commission Chair Sam Parker, who says one-third of those applications came from residents in his District 1.
I mean, part of you is kind of, wow, that's a lot of people to go through. We had such amazing applicants in my district, it really became a daunting task to narrow it down.
At Tuesday's committee meeting, the list was narrowed and revealed to the public.
Item number 13 is zoning board appointments. This is a discussion of the following nominations to the zoning board. What we have in front of us on the agenda is District 1 are Derek Sammons and Adam Principe. District 2 is Bill DuBois and Rich Santo. District 3 is Lori McGaughey. Is that how she states it? Okay. District 4 is Sherry Rice and Kirk Darby. And District 5 is Margaret Neiman and Daniel Bowen.
That leaves one additional appointment from District 3 Commissioner Don Salter. District 2 nominee Bill DuBois, the only one with previous zoning board experience, has asked for his appointment to begin in January. There was no immediate opposition to any of the new appointees. Board Chair Parker credits the high caliber of applicants.
Many entrepreneurs and professional folks and career folks and even, you know, CEOs of very large companies.
At their next board meeting tomorrow morning, commissioners will confirm the zoning committee appointments and also will adopt the county's first ever policy for citizen advisory boards. The new document sets terms to run concurrently with that of the commissioners who appointed them. Additionally, it limits citizens to one advisory panel at a time and establishes guidelines for member attendance and conduct.
And it clearly states that this is an at-will position. And that way, if you do have some unfortunate things happen, whether it be what happened with disparaging remarks or, you know, unprofessional behavior, that it lets them know that's an at-will position and you're representing the commissioners and the citizens of the county. And so that's not something that's guaranteed if behavior dictates otherwise.
The new zoning board members will hit the ground running with confirmation in the morning and an orientation meeting tomorrow evening at 6 at the Tiger Point Community Center.
It really is going to be a welcome, a kind of a meet and greet for the board members. We plan on having 7 out of the 10 board members in attendance.
Sean Ward is planning and zoning director for Santa Rosa County.
They're going to receive copies of the Santa Rosa County Land Development Code and the comprehensive plan. The county attorney is going to discuss items such as ethics and sunshine, because any board members that are appointed are within sunshine within the state of Florida.
Training for the new zoning board members will also include simulation of an old case.
We're just going to run through that case. Staff will do a presentation, show them a PowerPoint show, and then just give them the opportunity to kind of run through it and discuss it and then vote on it, just kind of as a trial run.
Those attending the orientation will elect a chair and vice chair and get packets for their first working meeting on November 21st. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.